Chapter 4 Eastern Thunder, Northern Frostbite. Mongolia was historically of importance to both Russia and Japan. In the 1200s, the Mongols had conquered most of Russia and left a genetic and political imprint on the culture. Many Russians have Asian facial features, and arbitrary government has been a staple of Russian culture, though Russians themselves often revel in boisterous anarchy. You can't call it a party until you've drunk the lady's perfume. Few Russians had ruled Russia in modern history. The Romanov dynasty, toward the end, was more German than Russian, and Lenin was the son of an Asiatic father from the Chuvash tribe and a German mother. Stalin was half Georgian and half Ossetian. His hatchet man, Lavrenty Beria, was also a Georgian, and many of his other henchmen were renegade Ukrainians or secular Jews. But it was the Mongol horde that Russians remembered. The Tatars, who lived in the Crimea, were their descendants, so feared and hated that the Russians used to call any man a Tatar, who was merciless and brutal. Japan had escaped a Mongol invasion in 1280, the time of the Kamikaze, or Divine Wind, the typhoon that destroyed the fleet of Chinese and Korean ships bringing Mongol invaders to Kyushu. But the Mongol threat loomed large in Japanese folklore. The Japanese name for the ideographic Chinese characters used in both countries is kanji, kan writing. Perhaps to forestall any future troubles, perhaps to pursue their stated policy of Asia for the Asians, the Japanese had long-standing alliances with the various nomadic tribes of Mongolia, even after Japanese adventurers like the giant samurai Terazo Miyazaki